what?
You mean if you was somebody that I knew?
Yeah.
If you knew you wasn't going to deposit any money, I suppose you'd be in there either to cash a check or to borrow some money.
Your wife wanted to buy something and the price was just a little bit higher than you wanted to pay, you might tell her she couldn't have it because it what?
Cost too much.
If there was an employee in the bank that wasn't doing things very efficiently and he'd make mistakes quite often, the bank manager might say that it was about time to do what?
Well, he would say, I think instead of using the word fire, he'd use the word to let go or something like that. And he wouldn't say fire, I don't think.
Wouldn't say get rid of him?
No, I wouldn't think so. No.
He wouldn't say get shed of him?
That's a farmer's term. He might use that on a farm, but I don't think so up there.
But on the farm, you might say that of a hired hand. You might
yep.
to get shit of him.
That's right.
This fellow might say that he's going to straighten up if you'd only do what?
Give him a chance. Another chance, maybe.
I'm wondering how he would say it himself. He'd say, please.
He'd probably say, please give me another chance. Try to make it good or make it right or whatever the situation.
When something's not too plentiful, you'd say it's what?
Scarce.
What kind of instruments did the farm people play when you were growing up? Did they have?
Well, my sister had a piano and played it, and my brother had a trumpet and played it, and then around in the neighborhood there were string instruments such as guitars, if you call it fiddles,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Any smaller, simpler ones?
Or maybe some play what we call a French harp.
Mm-hmm.
And
you ever called anything else?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'd use a harp.
Mm-hmm.
Some little something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Used to call a little old thing potato bug. No, not a potato bug. What they call sweet potato.
Uh-huh, I've seen that. what would people have for entertainment, especially on a